Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Violet Reiki Radio. Thank you so much for joining me once again, and I would like to thank the founders of the Seika Network for giving me this wonderful opportunity to bring this show to the public, where each week we are talking about Reiki and all things surrounding Reiki, all things metaphysical, all things to promote self and personal growth, all things to help promote spiritual enlightenment, and just a whole bunch of things to help everyone become a much more whole and healthy person in spirit, mind, and body. Reiki, as you know, or maybe you don't, is a universal life force energy. It is an intelligent energy of love and wholeness. It understands the cause of problems and what healing is necessary. Reiki energy has a wisdom of its own, healing and balancing all aspects of a person's mind, body, emotions, and spirit. Reiki is a blessing, an instantaneously conferred sacred potential for healing, protection, and spiritual development. For those of you who are not familiar with me, my name is Rose Jimenez. I am the founder and owner of Violet Rose Reiki, located in Nassau County, Long Island. You can find my website at www.violetrosereiki.com, or you can send an email to me at rose@violetrosereiki.com. I'm on Facebook under the name Violet Rose Reiki. You can also find a page that I have called Reiki Ward. It's the same as Hospital Ward, except this is Reiki Ward. And Reiki Ward is where we perform distance Reiki healing for everyone and anyone who requests it, be it for animal or human alike. Just go find the page Reiki Ward. You can find the link to it on my Facebook page also, and post your request for healing. Reiki Ward usually does 2 to 3 rounds of healing every day at a minimum. We also place requests on our healing grid, which is set up for 24/7 continuous healing. Tonight, our topic is how Reiki helps with pregnancy. Reiki is a healing art from Japan that helps facilitate deep relaxation, promote balance, and an optimal state of well-being. The gentle nature of this Reiki is especially beneficial for expectant and new mothers because it helps prepare women for the physical, emotional, and spiritual changes necessary for a centered pregnancy, labor, and postpartum recovery experiences. We are going to take a short break and we'll get to this in just a few seconds. And we're back. Just a message. I'd like you all to know that next week we are going to have as a guest here at Violet Reiki Radio, Lorinda Weatherall. And Lorinda is a Reiki Master teacher in Canada. And she's just published a book entitled Integrative Healing, Merging with Modern Medicine. And that's going to be a really interesting show. I love Lorinda. She's a wonderful person, a fantastic teacher, just a wonderful, wonderful being. And I think she's doing so much for getting Reiki to merge with modern medicine. And this is what we're all looking forward to so that more people can experience Reiki and that Reiki is accepted a lot more in this Western society, Western Health Society. And then on January 30th, we are going to have here as a guest on the show, I'm very honored to say that my guest is going to be Franz Stina from the International House of Reiki. Franz is the senior Reiki teacher there, and he was awarded the Reader's Choice winner at about.com for the year 2013. So we're going to have Franz here again. If you guys want to call in, you know the number. And tonight, if you want to call in, the number is 347-677-0699. Please feel free to call in, and I will take your calls, and we will. You don't have to have a question about Reiki and pregnancy to call in tonight. You can have any other kind of Reiki question. I'd be glad to take your call. But the topic is Reiki and pregnancy. Now, the benefits of Reiki given to a pregnant woman are countless. Reiki can be given to both the mother and the baby throughout pregnancy, during birth, and after birth. Use of Reiki before, during, and after pregnancy has positive results both for the mother and the baby. You don't need to be into spiritual stuff or anything else. It's just a great opportunity for you to relax and for your baby to soak up some good vibes before the challenge of childbirth and life itself. The benefits of Reiki during pregnancy are: it provides emotional as well as physical support to the pregnant woman. It creates a balanced, loving, and harmonious relationship between the mother and the child. Reiki is practiced in the early days of pregnancy, helps reduce exhaustion and nausea in the pregnant woman. It also brings relief to every part of a stretched and aching body of the woman, reduces anxiety, sleep problems, enhances motor activity and active sleep. Reiki is done to restore the balance and health to the pregnant mother. Mothers who use Reiki during and after pregnancy can better adjust to their babies and vice versa. Reiki has the power to make a baby wiggle and with pleasure in the room, and also has a calming effect on both the mother and the child. I've seen this firsthand because I have had pregnant women come to me for Reiki, and it is such a beautiful experience to have one hand over the mother and one hand gently resting on the baby, on the womb, and you can actually feel the baby moving slowly, and you know, and it's almost like, yeah, I'm really enjoying this. And the mother is in a wonderful state of relaxed bliss, and it's just such a beautiful thing. Now, the question does arise, is Reiki safe for a pregnant woman? Yes, pregnant women and their unborn babies both can benefit from Reiki's gentle and balancing energy. I mean, think of it, you're pregnant, you have all these hormones, all these chemicals, all this stuff is raging in your body. You definitely could use something to relax you, calm you down, help with the flow, help the energies smooth out and balance. It's really the perfect time to receive Reiki. The most beneficial component of using Reiki during pregnancy is that it's safe. Reiki does no harm, only good. Plus, it does not interfere with any other treatments. It's completely natural. This makes Reiki a great choice for helping comfort a pregnant woman. Reiki's love energies heal and calm anxieties, which are often associated with pregnancy and pending motherhood. It's also, it has been asked, is it okay for women, pregnant women, to receive Reiki attunements? Some women have chosen to have their babies attuned to Reiki while still in the womb prior to their births. Reiki is a gift whenever it's given or received. Reiki practitioners are taught that Reiki is everyone's birthright. Reiki is not something that is given. Rather, Reiki's inherent energies are embedded deeply inside us. Reiki healing energies are merely awakened when we are attuned. And this is a good time to point out, anyone can learn Reiki. Children can learn Reiki. Teenagers can learn Reiki. Of course, all people from their 20s to whatever can learn Reiki. Elderly people can learn. Everyone, regardless of your age, everyone and anyone can learn Reiki, can be attuned to Reiki. So it is perfectly fine for pregnant women to be attuned to Reiki. We have a caller. Let's see. 718, you're on Violet Reiki Radio.
Yes, Violet Rose, I just want you to know that I'm listening to your program, even though I don't have any intentions of getting ever pregnant, being a man, but I love your topic, and I, being one of your students, you know that I love sending Reiki and energy and healing to people, and I was a little bit apprehensive, although I know Reiki does work on everyone and it's safe for everyone. I kind of thought about it when my great niece was pregnant and all, but now I'm almost positive and sure that, you know, that I will be doing it in the future, of, you know, if any pregnant woman that I know that need, you know, help with their pregnancy, if they're nauseous, et cetera, et cetera. I think it's a wonderful thing, and I've seen how it has worked in my life, even though I've been a medium, a psychic almost all my life, how it has enhanced my own ability as a medium and a psychic, and I do daily, as you know, we talk all the time. I've always had challenges with my health, and I do daily Reiki treatments, sometimes 2-3 times a day, and it makes such a difference. So I would recommend it indeed for everyone, no matter what age, as you said, an adolescent, adult, geriatric like myself, and on and on and on. I mean, it's just a wonderful, wonderful energy modulation. I'm just so happy that I finally decided to take Reiki. And with you, may I say, as my teacher, I've known many, many, many Reiki practitioners over the years who begged me to take classes with them, and I just was not in the mood or was too busy or running my own church and doing whatever I was doing. And finally, you convinced me, not really persuaded me, but I decided, why not? I have a lot of my tips.
I did not convince you. You know the old saying, when the student is ready, the teacher appears.
I know,
appears.
The teacher appears. I say that jokingly. Of course, you do not. You don't know if you convince me, the stubborn bull that I am. But nevertheless, I'm so happy that I did decide, and I see the difference that it made in my life in these short months, and all the people that, you know, I know that taken the class together with myself, my niece, and the other gals in the group, and I just see the wonderful results every day. So keep up the good work. I'm going to be listening. I have no questions about pregnancy, but I'll just keep listening, okay?
Okay, great. Thanks a lot for
calling. I love the show.
Joseph,
I can't wait till next week till your guest comes on. I would love to hear her speak.
Yes, Lorinda is fantastic, and you have to also, don't forget, tune in when Franz is on, because he is amazing.
I'm also looking forward to that. But
I adore
one day
him.
At a time. You know how I live my life, one day
right.
at a time. And
okay.
So I'm looking forward, in God's good grace, to see next week so I can hear the young lady speak and then the gentleman that's going to speak in 2 weeks.
Right.
All right, so continue your beautiful topic on pregnant women and Reiki, and I'll be listening.
Okay, great.
Okay,
thank
ciao,
you.
Ciao for now.
Ciao, ciao.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye. That was my student, Joseph, which reminds me, students, Saturday, this coming Saturday, now on the 18th, your level 2 Reiki class. We are starting at 10 a.m. This is an intense class, guys. So if you're listening, it is now Thursday night. I want you to take care of yourselves tonight and tomorrow. Stay away from alcohol. Stay away from spicy foods, anything that could trigger your system. We want to have a nice, clean vessel. And Saturday, we'll be learning the level 2 Reiki. You're going to learn symbols. You're going to have a lot of hands-on practice. Getting an attunement, so I want everyone in a good form, and you're going to enjoy this class. I'm looking so forward to having you guys come back and do this level 2 class, and you'll learn distant healing, and we'll learn how to give Reiki to pregnant women and all kinds of things. So that's the level 2 classes this Saturday. If anyone's interested in Reiki classes, please visit my website, www.violetrosereiki.com. Check out classes and attunements. We are always listing at least one class a month, sometimes two. If you don't see classes posted on the website, please do send me an email or call. Ask about the classes, because sometimes I'm a little crazy and busy, and I don't get to do up-to-the-minute posting on the website. Also, if anyone's interested in Reiki services, again, please go to the website, check out the services. We have new services all the time. We are looking to bring as much as possible to the clients as we can, so that everybody's relaxed and refreshed and working at their optimum. We've just added Reiki session with sage clearing, Atlantean Reiki with the Atlantean crystal layout healing session, which is wonderful. We're doing the ultimate body detoxification, which is the ionization technology technique of the foot bath, followed by a half an hour of Reiki. And if that doesn't put you back on track and renew and refresh you, I don't know what will. We also just give the detox foot bath alone. We have a Reiki empowerment or attunement, which is known as Reiju. If you haven't used your Reiki in a long time, if you were attuned a while back and you want to have a sort of reattunement, we do that also. We also have something called the psychic attunement. If you feel that you are getting messages, or you have psychic ability, which everyone does have, but if you seem to be drawn to it and want to develop it more, the psychic attunement at Violet Rose Reiki is definitely for you. Back to Reiki and pregnancy. Now, Reiki healing is especially useful for relieving the physical discomforts of pregnancy. The hormones associated with pregnancy contributes to gastric distress. Reiki treatment may help relax the gastrointestinal walls and can reduce or alleviate the sensation of nausea. It also can provide relief from round ligament pain, hip, back, and nerve-based pain, as in sciatica or carpal tunnel, typically experienced as pregnancy progresses. Reiki treatment can be so deeply relaxing that people often drift off into sleep. As many pregnant women know, sleep is a valuable commodity. Many pregnant women are juggling demands associated with careers, expectations, etc., from their families, changes in their relationships with their partners, and of course, in their own bodies. These factors can exacerbate fatigue and mood swings. Reiki treatment can help expectant mothers reduce stress and remain more grounded emotionally. A Reiki treatment is, first and foremost, time for women to reorient themselves and their bodies during a time when they may no longer feel like it belongs to them, or that they have control over their own bodies, their own moods, etc. Reiki treatment, along with other supportive practices and modalities such as chiropractic, prenatal massage, prenatal yoga, can have great benefits for a mother-to-be and her developing baby. Reiki treatment can also provide a non-invasive comfort measure, helping to relieve pain from contractions and reduce anxiety during labor. The use of Reiki treatment may help reduce or eliminate the need for an epidural or other pharmaceutical pain relief. Spouses, partners, doulas, and other childbirth professionals trained in Reiki practice can be a valuable source of support for laboring women. The birth partner has the very specific role during labor, delivery, and post-birth of giving the mother and the baby Reiki, creating that Reiki space of peaceful, deep relaxation that assists the mother in flowing with her body and the baby throughout labor. Assisting a laboring mother with Reiki treatment can provide the space and support for her to experience a centered, empowered birth experience. It can be tremendously gratifying for the spouse or partner to be able to provide an additional source of loving and centered support, creating a deep shared connection between the couple. Reiki treatment is also helpful for postpartum recovery. Women's bodies undergo tremendous change to support the new life growing inside them. It takes a while for the body's organs and processes to return to a normal non-pregnancy state. Healing is still occurring inside a mother's body after her baby is born. Even after an easy or uncomplicated birth, Reiki treatment can help new mothers maintain well-being and emotional balance during those first weeks of adjustment. This is especially important for the percentage of women who may experience postpartum depression. For those women who had a difficult labor or a cesarean birth, Reiki treatment can help facilitate healing on physical and emotional levels. Clinical studies of Reiki treatment are demonstrating benefits for reducing anxiety and pain levels. Women recovering from surgery or birth trauma can benefit from this additional source of compassionate palliative support. The medications used to relieve post-surgical pain often have unpleasant side effects, and the discomfort from the incision can make it difficult for a woman to hold or breastfeed her baby. Reiki treatment supports the physical healing process, enabling women to get back on their feet sooner. Okay, we will take a short break and I will be back. Hello, we're back. Just a couple of announcements. First announcement is, if you'd like to call in and speak with me, the host, and if you have any questions regarding Reiki or anything about Reiki, does not necessarily have to be Reiki with pregnancy, dial 347-677-0699. Again, the call-in number here for Violet Reiki Radio is 347-677-0699. Also, I'd like to remind you all that next week my guest will be Lorinda Weatherall, and she is a Reiki Master Teacher in Canada and the author of Integrative Healing, Merging with Modern Medicine. We'll be discussing her book and Reiki and all kinds of things. And then the following week, on the 30th of January, we're going to have my favorite Reiki teacher and the favorite Reiki teacher of the year for 2013, Franz Stina of the International House of Reiki. And he is the senior Reiki teacher there, along with his beautiful wife, Bronwyn. And I came to learn of them years ago when I came across their wonderful book, The Reiki Source Book. And it's just a fantastic book, and all of their tools are just wonderful. I encourage anyone who's interested in Reiki or working with Reiki to check out the International House of Reiki and all of their wonderful products and books and CDs. As a matter of fact, my own sensei, Enamoto Hayakuten, he is my Komyo Reiki Kai Sensei, is quoted as saying about the Reiki Source Book, "You will find everything you would like to know about Reiki in this book, for this is the most updated and extensive work. This book will be highly appreciated and treasured." And I couldn't agree more, because I highly appreciate the original copy I bought that I almost lost in a house fire, which is covered in soot now, but I still refer to it, and I did get myself a brand new copy. So I do treasure it. I treasure both copies. So Franz will be here on the 30th. Lorinda will be here next week on the 23rd. Also, to my wonderful friends and listeners, please check out this website. It's called iunamaste.com. iunamaste.com, their mission is oneness, basically, hence the namaste. We are all one. And they have a lovely website on which you can find jewelry, candles, aura sprays, things for your home, things for your day-to-day life. And all of these things have the message of oneness. Oneness and love, global harmony, unity, peace, all things that would make this world a better place. So check out the folks at www.namaste.com, and take a look-see. I know they have a lot of customers and repeat customers, and I'm sure you'll find something you guys like, and it's to support a good cause. Now, back to Reiki and pregnancy. Reiki is to support you in this during pregnancy, as far as emotional support. Reiki energy creates a sense of calm and ease in its recipient, and a pregnant client might benefit from a reduction in anxiety about pregnancy and an increase in a sense of well-being. Reiki also has been known to improve sleep quality, which can benefit a pregnant woman experiencing insomnia or difficulty sleeping due to the changes in her body. I've known people who, when they were pregnant, were having so much trouble with the nausea and throwing up. And I know it's typically called morning sickness, but I've known people who had morning sickness, afternoon sickness, evening sickness, sickness at 3 o'clock in the morning, waking up and throwing up. It was just horrible. So Reiki helps to support this. I mean, getting up in the middle of the night and everything, these, you know, poor ladies, they don't get a lot of sleep. And then when the baby comes, you're really not going to get a lot of sleep. Physical support. The energy channeled through Reiki practitioners can relieve pregnancy-associated pains in the mother's body and strengthen movement of fluids and energy between the client and her fetus. Reiki helps restore balance to a pregnant mother's body and helps her adjust more easily to physical changes both during and after pregnancy. Labor support. During labor, a practitioner can provide either direct physical contact or distance healing to a client to help support the transitions of labor, calm a client's fears, and reduce labor pains. Connecting with the mother and infant also can make the birth experience less stressful for both and speed up postnatal healing. Going to read a story from a girl named Vicky. I was recommended to Reiki by two different friends who used it during their pregnancy. One of them even had a session during labor. At the time, I was feeling a bit down and overwhelmed. My first pregnancy had been a lot easier physically, and I was finding it hard to cope with the strain of everyday life along with the symptoms like SPD, which caused me severe pain on a daily basis. When I was referred for physio at 34 weeks, I was told my appointment would be in about 8 weeks' time. So I decided I was prepared for anything. I also have a history of depression and had had postnatal depression with my daughter. So I was very aware of the possibility of this happening again. Being a very medically minded person, I'm always a bit skeptical about natural and holistic therapies, but decided to keep an open mind. I cannot begin to describe the effect this had on me right from the first session. I found it almost calming and relaxing. Lovely experience. I was prone to very strong breast and hips contractions from about 28 weeks. If I got them just watching TV or ordinary things, I would feel tense and panicky. I had quite a few of these during my first sessions with my daughter, but found I was completely calm and was able to breathe through the pain, and they didn't let them worry me. A couple of sessions in, I introduced some Reiki music into my sessions, and I found that if I felt at all tense at any time, I could play the music, relax and meditate, and just feel completely calm and at ease. My baby was incredibly active in utero, but he would always go to sleep for the whole day after a morning session with my Reiki therapist. While I was having the sessions, I believe the biggest benefits were the calming effect it had on my day-to-day life, and also the very noticeable pain reduction that it helped with. I was able to walk my dog again without pain and just found things like climbing stairs much easier. But looking back, I can honestly say the biggest benefit for me was the ability Reiki gave me to handle my labor. My labor was incredibly quick. 1 hour in total. 20 minutes of this was established. You may think this is a good thing, but the point of contractions and early labor is to build up the pain and make the mind and body able to cope with it. Dilating 7 centimeters within a half an hour is very frightening. And the sudden change in pain could have easily thrown me into a total panic. But I put on my Reiki music, lay down and concentrated on relaxing my muscles, breathing through the pain. I tried to transport myself back to my sessions with my Reiki practitioner, and I believe the psychological associations with the music really helped me to do this. In the end, I had no pain relief at all, not even gas or air, a completely natural childbirth. It was calm, even though it was quick. My baby was calm and content, and I have nothing but amazing and wonderful memories of it. I genuinely believe I could not have done this without the help of my Reiki practitioner and Reiki. I will forever have wonderful memories of the birth of my son. I feel calm and relaxed as a new mom, and I'm able to cope with the everyday stress of life. Having been on antidepressants after the birth of my daughter, I feel like I would never need to go down that route again. My baby is a lovely, content little boy who loves to listen to my Reiki music. And I intend to have more sessions with Reiki in the future. Reiki treatment honors the women we are, our bodies, our emotions, spirit within that give us strength and purpose. See how a Reiki treatment can help support you in a healthy, happy, and centered pregnancy. That was a great story about Reiki and how this particular young lady used Reiki during and after her pregnancy. And we've discussed physical support, Reiki, emotional support, labor support. Now let's go on and see Reiki after birth. After birth postpartum, Reiki can be used to accelerate the natural healing process, as well as provide Reiki and comfort to physical aches and pains. Baby can still participate in the session with her mom holding her new baby or lying next to her. All right. Reiki is a wonderful way for women to nurture themselves and their babies during and after pregnancy. Reiki during pregnancy is safe and can only make you feel better about yourself. So go for it. As I said, I've given Reiki to pregnant women. It's a beautiful experience. Anyone out there in Nassau, Suffolk County, if you're pregnant and you'd like to experience Reiki during your pregnancy, please check out my website, www.violetrosereiki.com. Check on services. Give me a call, 516-997-0207. I'd love to chat with you and see how Reiki can help you during your pregnancy. And those of you who would like to chat or call in now while we're still on air, we've got about 20 minutes left of this show. The number here in studio is area code 347-677-0699. And I'd like to remind you all that if you cannot be doing nothing between the hours of 9 and 10 on a Thursday evening and you can't listen to the show live, we do archive each and every show. So it's available for you to listen to at your convenience. Once the show is broadcast like we're doing right now, we're on air, it goes into the archives. And if you missed something or you came in a half hour late or whatever, you can just go to the archives here on Blog Talk Radio at the Seika Network and look for Violet Rose, Violet Reiki Radio, and just click on the show that you're interested in, and you can listen to the entire show anytime you want. If you really enjoy a show and feel the need to listen to it once a day for the next week, you can do it. But yeah, all the shows are in archives. I've had people say, oh, I missed the show. I don't know what to do. Just go to the archive and listen to it. And I must say, we're having quite a few people who are doing that as of late. The show from 2 weeks ago, I believe we had 142 archive listens. And last week's show got, I believe, 62 archive listens. So I know when I'm doing my show, I don't see a lot of you out there in the chat or you know, that I could tell that we have guests listening. But then when they come back a couple of days later, it's like, wow, all these archives. So it's good. I just am happy that you all are enjoying Violet Reiki Radio and the subject matter. And again, if you have subject matter you would like to hear, if there's anything you would like discussed on the show, don't be shy. Contact me at Violet Rose Reiki on Facebook, or send me an email, rose@violetrosereiki.com. And say, hey, you know, I'm listening to your show. I like what you've been talking about, but can you talk about this? Or, you know, can we have a show dedicated to this particular issue or this particular subject matter of Reiki? Gladly, I will put it together for you. Let's see. Take one quick break and we'll be right back.
Dear parents, much of what we learn in this world comes directly from you.
Whatever your message is, it will become part of us forever.
Please teach us to accept one another. Teach us to respect one another.
Please, do not fill our minds with hatred. Do not expose us to bigotry.
Do not teach us to judge each other
by race,
religion,
orientation, or the color of our skin.
Teach us the concept of tolerance.
Teach us to understand one another.
Teach us to accept people
of different cultures
and persons with different beliefs than yours.
Please help us to create a world
where every man, woman, and child is treated equally.
Dear parents,
please don't teach us words of hate.
We learn from you every moment.
If you use certain words
which might be hurtful to others,
we will repeat that word.
Please don't show us acts of hate.
If you act against people of different faith,
we will repeat your actions.
Dear parents, we are your children.
And we are relying on you
to help us create a world where every person is tolerant of one another.
This is Nnamdi Asamoah. I play football for the Philadelphia Eagles, but what I do off the field with United Way might be more important. I'm a volunteer tutor and mentor. Why? Because over a million kids a year drop out of school, and that's not okay. It takes 12 years to create a graduate, but it takes about the same time to create a dropout. And the difference between a child becoming one or the other could be me, or it could be you. Studies show that if we get to these kids earlier, their chances are better, and kids who read well by third grade are more likely to graduate. So join me in United Way. Suit up and take the pledge. Become a volunteer reader, tutor, or mentor, because when a child succeeds, we all succeed. Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge at unitedway.org. Brought to you by United Way, the Ad Council, and the National Football League.
And now, on with the show.
Okay, and now we'll find out a little bit about what to expect in a Reiki session and Reiki and relaxation, because some people don't understand Reiki, you know, have a fear of it, or they're afraid that they're, you know, they could be harmed, even though Reiki does no harm. So
that's crazy.
We'd like to clear up a few things. What to expect in a Reiki session? Thinking about trying Reiki and wondering what your first appointment will be like? Well, generally, you can expect the Reiki practitioner to sit down with you, to discuss your reasons for being there, and ask what your intentions are, what you're looking for, what you wish to accomplish in and through this Reiki session. He or she will ask you to lie on the massage table. You will be fully clothed with your shoes off. Now, many times I see news articles and photos and even on websites, and they're all talking about Reiki, 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 and there's a picture of a naked woman lying under a sheet, and no. That's
crazy.
Crazy. You know, they take massage pictures and throw them together with Reiki and say, yeah, we're Reiki, but, and that does tend to scare some people off because there are people who just don't like getting undressed. And in Reiki, there's no need to. So, you know, you'll be lying fully clothed, shoes off, and the practitioner may place their hands on your body, over your clothes, or may hold his or her hands a few inches above your body. They may use gentle hand movements to channel energy. Either way, the vital life force energy will be channeled through the practitioner with a clear, clean channel of energy to your energy field. So some practitioners do light, gentle hands-on. Some practitioners just hover above the body. I mean, you have different auric bodies. There's no need to have the hand directly on the body. We're working with energy here. So, yeah, there are all forms. You don't have to be touched. And the practitioner is still channeling the energy, you know, through them to you. Reiki and relaxation. Now, Reiki can be used to achieve whole body relaxation as it removes blockages, allowing energy to flow unhindered and helping, especially in this case, pregnant moms, cope with their ever-changing bodies. Having opened the energy channels of the body, you won't hold on to things like stress, muscle knots, and toxins. Plus, one of the secret added benefits of Reiki is that it leaves the person with more energy than they had when they arrived, which is always a nice bonus. I'd like to point out here, if a Reiki practitioner ever tells you, if you ever hear after a session, you know, I'm so exhausted, you know, you've been my third Reiki class today, my third Reiki client today, I'm going to advise you all to run, do not walk, out of that practitioner's office and do never go back. Because Reiki gives to the client the same way it gives to the practitioner. When giving Reiki, the person giving it receives energy as well as the person receiving it. Both parties are flowing with this universal life force energy. Both parties are getting the energy through their own channels. So when you give Reiki, you are really receiving Reiki, and you are revving up your own Reiki energy in your own body. So a Reiki practitioner really can do quite a few sessions a day, many sessions, and never experience being tired. Someone who says something like that, it kind of speaks to coming from ego, which we all know we don't want to go there. A recent study at the Hartford Hospital in Connecticut showed that Reiki used during pregnancy on a regular basis reduced anxiety and stress by 94%, reduced pain during pregnancy by 78%, and nausea and morning sickness by 80% after having had Reiki sessions. The study also showed that a woman's quality of sleep was improved by 86% when Reiki sessions were included during pregnancy. Unlike massage, mothers-to-be do not have to be cautious when using Reiki while pregnant. The only precaution is that as the pregnancy goes on, the mother may have to sit in a chair or lie on her side rather than lying on her back on the table. Treatment may also be shorter if mama is uncomfortable lying still for that long. As we all know, an unborn child shares its emotional state with its mother. There is no better time than during pregnancy to experience the benefits of Reiki, both for you and your baby. The state of overall wellness that is passed from mother to baby helps nurture baby in the womb during labor and after birth. After birth, postpartum, Reiki can be used to accelerate the natural healing process as well as provide relief and comfort to physical aches and pains. Baby can still participate in the session with mom holding her new baby or having the baby lying next to her. The perfect mother and daughter, mother and son activity, one of which there will be many more as the baby grows. And it's really good to start instilling in your young ones alternative health modalities that help. Also, I think I mentioned this before, but it's okay for pregnant women to receive Reiki attunements during the pregnancy. So not to be worried. Reiki is, everyone's birthright, and Reiki's inherent energies are embedded deeply inside of us. Reiki healing energies are merely awakened when we are attuned. So it's okay. I've had people report that it was a beautiful experience to be attuned to Reiki while they were pregnant. And so that pretty much covers our Reiki during pregnancy. It's a wonderful thing. And again, if you want more information on Reiki or Reiki during pregnancy, visit my website, www.violetrosereiki.com. If you have any questions, you can also find me on Facebook under Violet Rose Reiki. Love to answer your questions. On my website, we have many services. We have classes. We've added a new counseling session, Wounded Healer Counseling, and check that out. We do Wounded Healer Counseling sessions either in my office or via telephone or through Skype. If you feel you are a wounded healer or that you could be a wounded healer, this session would be wonderful because a lot of cases, wounded healers, they are the ones who've had a lot of emotional abuse growing up, the ones who have felt different, those who were born with intuitive abilities, and many times they are in chaotic home environments. These were the healers, and they learned how to communicate and survive in this environment. And wounded healers who survive their challenging ordeals acquire healing skills for repairing the human spirit, but they really don't know that they have this. So if you'd like to check this out, again, there's more explanation on my website. Check out my Reiki classes and attunements. Check out the services that Violet Rose Reiki offers. And again, please do check out our friends over at iunamaste.com. They have a web, the website is www.iunamaste.com. Iunamaste, also a page on Facebook. They have lovely bracelets, wonderful candles, aura sprays. Please do check them out. And as I said, next week we will be here with Lorinda Weatherall, and we will be discussing her new book, Integrative Healing, Merging with Modern Medicine. We always love it when Lorinda either calls in, and now we have her all for ourselves next week to chat with. And again, let me remind you that there is a page on Facebook, my page that is called Reiki Ward, and we love doing healing. There are many, many Reiki practitioners that answer the call. We do provide distance Reiki healing for free for humans and animals alike all over the world. If you can get to do a Facebook post on Reiki Ward, no matter where you're from, we will send distant healing. The distant healing continues. Just to let those people who have been requesting healing on Reiki Ward, we don't stop until you request us to stop. Or in some cases, we don't stop until the person crosses over. And then, of course, it is stopped. But we keep going. When you put in a request, we send continuous Reiki. We have rounds 3 times a day. And we do, we have a giant crystal grid that we put the posts, once they're initiated, we put the post on the crystal grid for 24/7 healing. We do change the crystals from time to time, different uses, different vibrations. And so certainly post, or if you know anyone who needs healing, post, send them the link for Reiki Ward on Facebook. And we'd be glad to send them healing. And again, that's Reiki Ward. Reiki Ward on Facebook, Violet Rose Reiki on Facebook. And we will see you next week with Lorinda Weatherall. And in the interim, I wish you all much love, much light, and much healing. Have a wonderful, beautiful week. Namaste. Thank you.